Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2078, first written April 12, 2018. Matthew 18, verse 34 and verse 35. As the Lord moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed to him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Our verse today comes from the parable about forgiveness. Parables teach the principles of heaven. They are not happy stories in which everyone lives happily ever after. Case in point, our verse today are the concluding thoughts of that parable. It ended with a man who was once forgiven being tortured the rest of his life. Not a pleasant thought, nor the way we'd expect a parable ought to end. This all began with Peter's question about how often one should be expected to forgive. He suggested up to 7 times. The Lord magnified it to 70 times 7. Then the parable. The books are open, and the king finds out that one of his servants owes him 10,000 talents. A footnote in the New American Standard says a talent was worth more than 15 years' wages for a laborer. This man owed 10,000 talents. 10,000 times 15 years equals 150,000 years of wages. The time from Abraham to Jesus was less than 150,000 years. The time from Adam to us is less than 150,000 years. The earth itself is probably not 150,000 years old. It's hard for us to understand how this one person got into such a financial hole. Obviously, there was no limit on his credit. He was in big trouble. There wasn't enough years in him to get this even close to paying back. The king orders the man and his entire family to be put in prison. He falls to the ground and begs for forgiveness. It is here that we find the biblical definition of forgiveness. The lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. He was free and clear. Today he'd be calling in on Dave Ramsey's program to scream, "I'm debt free." He owed nothing. A new life, hope, freedom. All of this is wrapped around the concept of forgiveness. The forgiven man now finds someone who owes him. The amount owed is 100 days' wages, about 3 months of pay. Not enough to buy a car. Just a bit more than a security deposit and the first month's rent on an apartment. Easy to work out. The forgiven man begins choking the man who owed him. He refused to have patience, ordered the man to be thrown into prison. It seems the forgiven man could not do what was done to him, and that is forgive. He lacked patience, mercy, and kindness. Anger and hatred ruined his heart and colored his vision. He was violent and mean towards the man who owed him. The man says the same words, "Have patience and I will repay you." Those were the words that were used from the man who owed 10,000 talents. Those words brought compassion from the king. But now those very same words mean nothing to the forgiven servant. He has demanded the man to be thrown into prison. He has no mercy for him. Now word gets back to the king about what the forgiven man has done. This is where our verses are found. This is how the parable ends. The king reversed his ruling and ordered this man to pay the 10,000 talents that were owed. The forgiveness was taken back. The debt was put back on the books. He was sent to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. The man was back in trouble again. He owed 150,000 years of wages. He would die in the hands of his torturers. Jesus added a concluding thought, "My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each one of you does not forgive his brother from your heart." Now, what does all this mean? First, we've come to believe that once we are forgiven, those sins are gone and gone forever. They're vanished. They're nowhere to be found. As Micah says, they're in the depth of the sea. We are washed and we are clean. God has forgotten them and we are set free. However, these verses teach us something else. First, my forgiveness can be reversed. That's what happened to the man who owed 10,000 talents. He was forgiven, but later it was reversed because of the way he treated someone else. He owed all 10,000 once again, not just some of it, but all of it. So is it possible that all of my sins that have been forgiven can be reversed? I may owe God everything, all the debt from high school, from college, decades and decades of sins. This puts us in a hopeless situation. This is the worst thing that could ever happen to us. Our sins back on the ledger. We thought they were blotted out. We thought they were washed away, and here they return. I haven't heard many talk about this. I think we hold the view that once our sins are gone, they're gone forever. But this passage doesn't allow that. The forgiveness was reversed, and what was once forgiven is now put back on the books. For us, that means we are no longer saints, but sinners. What that means is we are not in Christ anymore. What that means is we're lost. I wonder how many of us would like this to be done and do not even realize this. I wonder how many would continue to worship on Sunday, read their Bibles, and believe that they're heaven bound, but in truth, they're owing God everything. All the sins are back. They are not forgiven. God has reversed things because of the way they had treated others. Secondly, how we treat others impacts how God treats us. We can't be mean toward others and expect God to be kind and merciful to us. James says there is no mercy to the one who has no mercy. If we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven, is what's found in the Lord's example on prayer. So we best be forgiving others from our heart. Let the bitterness, the demands, the expectations of perfection, the hatred go. Forgiveness is a choice. To forgive is to release a prisoner and to find out that that prisoner really was us. Not forgiving chains us to the pain and the hurt. It compels us to tell everyone about it. There's no moving on until forgiveness takes place. The magnitude of this and the seriousness of this is found if we cannot forgive someone minor things like 100 denarii, God will not forgive us of our 10,000 talents, even if he already has. God can reverse what he's done by the way we treat others. Thirdly, nothing is more like Jesus than forgiveness. Anyone can be generous. You can be generous and still an old fool. Anyone can open a door for someone, smile at someone, and speak kindly to someone. There are many good parents in the world today who are not Christians. But to forgive is to stand in the shadow of the cross and to take on what Jesus has done for us. Forgive each other, the Ephesians were told, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. God doesn't owe us forgiveness. God has suffered the hurt. God was the one who was wronged. We are the ones who owe God 10,000 talents or 150,000 years of wages. We are the ones who are in trouble. His compassion, his love, his mercy is what allowed us to have that second chance. He released us and forgave us. We owe nothing. That's the standard. That's the example. That's what we must do when we have been hurt by others. Well, they at least need to come tell me that they're sorry, is what some say. That means they still owe you something, doesn't it? That means that they still have not been fully released by you. There's one final payment, and you won't consider it paid in full until they do that. The king in this parable released the debt to the servant. He was debt-free. He owed nothing. It's a haunting thought to think that forgiven people could fall back into massive guilt and debt that's owed them to God because they cannot forgive others. Do you want God to demand that you repay all that you've owed to him? Do you want God to say that you're not really forgiven? All your sins are back on your back once again. All of them. This is not a little thing. Sent to the torturers was the worst thing that could happen to that man. Losing our souls is the worst thing that could happen to us. Losing our soul because we simply will not forgive someone else. Our sins back. What a thought. Forgiveness reversed. What a thought. Instead of debt being canceled, the forgiveness was canceled. All because we would not forgive someone else. The next time you say, I'll never forgive him for what he did, you best think that out. Decades of sin, forgiveness canceled, freedom gone, back in ruins once again, destined for hell. Why? Simply because you would not forgive. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you, is the words of Jesus. Sure is some things for us to think about, isn't it? Thank you so much for listening.